worried about the world's environment? You're not alone.
Bovine growth hormones in milk? Lead in my water? What's next? Fertilizer in my beer?
I don't even know what toilet paper to buy anymore.
There's mold in the air ducts at work. I can't breathe anymore.
I just saw Al Gore's movie. I'm so overwhelmed. Is it because of the environment? Or is it Al Gore's hair?
I blame the chemical companies.
And you thought you felt bad. But seriously, worrying about the world's environmental problems can be stressful. It certainly affected journalist Liz Galst. She wrote an article about eco-anxiety in the current issue of Plenty Magazine. And she joins me from New York. Hi, Liz.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. You know, you don't sound so fine in your article, though. You have a bad case of eco-anxiety syndrome.
Yeah, I was really suffering, I think. I was really anxious and preoccupied and very concerned about global warming and other ecological crises, but I was taking it to an extreme.
Well, what specifically was causing these symptoms?
Well, as a journalist, I have done a lot of reporting on global warming. And so I think part of what was causing it is just being really inundated with a lot of very distressing scientific information about what's happening to the planet and by extension to us, or what may well happen to us. And I think also being a new parent, and I think having a different relationship to the future than I did in the past. So predictions that climatologists were making about what would happen 50 years from now had a different meaning to me all of a sudden.
You mentioned you are a new parent, and I look at my two kids and I think, boy, what kind of world are we giving them?
Yeah, I mean, it's quite frightening. And I think adding to my anxiety was the sense of isolation with the information. Not too many people around me seem to be in the least bit bothered by any of this. And so I think the isolation of that feeling really contributed to my anxiety as well.
Liz, how did this anxiety affect your daily life?
I was often really preoccupied. I was sort of distracted by what felt like a very present threat. And I had trouble sleeping. Among other things, I would walk around the apartment turning off all the lights. You know, I had all sorts of fantasies about how I could take these humongous steps that would really make a difference. Like I could win the lottery and then I could underwrite some renewable energy technology that needed some startup funding, or I just wasn't able to really be in the present in the way that I am now.
Liz Galst, in your article, Global Worrying, in Plenty Magazine, you cite an ecotherapist, Linda Bazell Salzman. She's based in Santa Barbara, California, and I thought we'd call her up and see if she can help us overcome some of these global worries. Linda Bazell Salzman?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, this is Bruce Gilliman from Living on Earth.
Hi, Bruce.
I've got Liz Galst on the line as well.
Hello to Liz.
Hello, it's nice to talk to you again.
It is.
Precisely, what is an ecotherapist?
An ecotherapist is a psychotherapist who treats not only human-human relationships, but also the human-nature relationship, and views that as an important part of all of our lives.
So somebody comes to you and they say, nuclear waste, ocean dead zones, disappearing forests, help me. What do you do?
Well, usually people actually don't come in with that particular complaint. Usually people come in with all the normal stuff that everyone complains about, the anxiety, feeling depressed, feeling worried about things in their life. And ecotherapists, in addition to doing all the things that regular psychotherapists do, also ask some questions about the person's relationship with nature and whether they spend all day indoors or if their lifestyle is particularly stressful and are they living a natural life.
Liz Galst, you have a question for Linda Bazell Salzman. Perhaps she can offer us some therapy.
Sure. Say, you know, like me, somebody is wandering around feeling extremely anxious on a regular basis about the state of the environment, be it global warming or some other environmental crises like the problem with fresh drinking water. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, I think it's totally normal to get angry at some of what's going on in the world. And there's something that I call the waking up syndrome, which has to do with coming out of denial. And when we come out of denial, there's a lot of emotion that comes with that. It can be anger, it can be anxiety, it can be depression, it can be feeling overwhelmed. And I try and work with my clients to help them move through that first phase of all this emotion and then move into some of the solutions to the problem, getting people into action, lowering their anxiety, getting them involved in creating and building an alternative world. The whole issue of feeling so isolated with this really makes the anxiety worse. So starting to talk to someone else and perhaps get active in a group situation, doing something about the environment, really is the beginning of healing.
So the idea is actually try to do something.
That's right, because otherwise people feel really helpless, and then the worst thing that can happen is they begin to despair and feel hopeless.
I think I feel better about the future because of some steps I took in my own life. One of them is getting involved in a group that takes environmental action. And we got our synagogue to switch to green power here in New York City. And we also encouraged members themselves to switch to green power. And now more than 10% of our households have switched to green power. I think that was most helpful about getting involved with the group in my synagogue is that it gave me a place to be concerned with other people who were concerned. And that made sort of brought me out of my isolation a lot. And I feel better about the future because it seems that the rest of the American public is catching up to my own concerns.
Well, Linda Bazell-Saltzman, how does Liz Gall sound to you? Sound like she's making progress?
Liz is doing wonderfully. I'd like to really chime in and say how much I appreciate that she is taking action and she is creating a world for a better world for her children.
You know, when I was growing up, there was a bumper sticker. It said, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the pollution.
Maybe we should also, I've always wanted to get those bumper stickers to stick on SUVs that say, I'm changing the climate, ask me how.
Wow.
Well, Liz Galst and Linda Bazell-Saltzman, thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Liz Galst is a writer in New York. Her article, Global Worrying, is in a recent issue of Plenty Magazine. Linda Bazell-Saltzman is an ecotherapist based in Santa Barbara, California. Next week on Living on Earth, stonewashed jeans are giving environmentalists the blues. The chemicals used to fade the jeans are coloring and polluting waters in Mexico. One city tightened its environmental standards, but the problem just moved outside of town.
Now, every year, more laundries are established because there are no regulations, local regulations.
Blue jeans, blue water, big problem. Next week on Living on Earth.